Can you convince some of your fellow Republicans that there is value in that fight in terms of, you know, those who are so isolationist they don't want to be involved in Ukraine, even financially?
Well, I don't think I've talked to a single person who has said we shouldn't be learning from what's occurring in Ukraine. All of our equipment, all of the exquisite features we will need are definitionally going to come. The data set that the Ukrainians are getting for their generative AI models of when they have drones and they're flying and they're learning and they're doing counter drone and they're taking all of this information from their sensors and trying to figure out what's going on. There's not a single person I know that doesn't think that is an incredible treasure trove of information for future warfare. I think a lot of the questions are, how do we actually execute on the president's agenda of peace in that part of the world? Mm-hmm. Where I have not been to the White House where it has not come up that we just want peace so that the American industrial base can thrive everywhere. And we have to focus on that part of the world unnecessarily right now.
Well, you're at the Department of War.
Yes.
So...